بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From his abundant blessings, alhamdulillah, he bestowed upon us the blessed month of Ramadan. It is such a beautiful and amazing blessing of Allah
that we can never spend our entire lives, really. Our entire lives can go, and we'll never be able to really appreciate or value the blessing of Ramadan. There are two Sahaba at the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and one of them passed away as a martyr, as a shaheed, and the other one passed away later on, 1 year later. And so another Sahabi saw both of them in a dream. He saw the martyr in the dream, and he saw the one who passed away 1 year later. And he saw that the one who passed away 1 year later was in a greater position in Jannah than the one who passed away as a shaheed, as a martyr. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, this is mentioned by Imam Suyuti in Sharh al-Sudur. He said, Ya Rasulullah, alayhi salatu salam, why is it that the person who passed away 1 year later is greater? The Prophet said, Alam yusalli nayyifun wa sittata alaf salah. Didn't he pray like something 6,000 extra prayers? Wa shahida Ramadan. And didn't he bear witness to the month of Ramadan? The value of this month is something you can't understand. May Allah grant us that tawfiq and understanding for us, because we unfortunately we've also fallen into this little pattern. We're thinking it's just about not eating. It says, SubhanAllah, this is the non-Muslim way of looking at Ramadan. Ramadan has so many different layers and levels: your schedule, your food, your intake, your ability, your ibadah, so many different levels. May Allah allow us to understand these different darajat, inshallah ta'ala. So keeping this in mind, mashallah, every year we have a program about the tafsir of the Quran. And we choose different topics depending on what maybe is more current, or maybe different just things that come to mind. A couple of years back, we did one on dua, and we did the different du'as in the Quran. And I wanted to do that again as a reminder, a refresher for myself and for everyone, inshallah ta'ala. Many things before COVID we forget, you know, and this was done pre-COVID. So subhanAllah, I think it's a good refresher for myself. And the main thing is that when we study these du'as, because unfortunately for ourselves, and I'm speaking particularly about the Bangladeshi community too, is that we get upset when we hear sometimes Arabic du'as. You know, this might be very common in other countries as well. But because of the fact that the Arabic dua, we don't understand the meaning. They say, please translate it into our language so we can understand it, right? SubhanAllah. But that's not a nuqsan of the Arabic. That's a nuqsan, a deficiency in ourselves. We actually should be correcting ourselves and learn the Arabic. Because who can make a better dua than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And who can give us a better dua than the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself? You're going to be asking Allah. Allah ta'ala in the Quran gives you what you need to ask with. So why would you want to turn away from those things? So may Allah grant us understanding. When you make dua, we're going to learn a lot of principles about dua when we speak about these things. We're going to learn a lot of principles. When you make dua, you want to start off with the Quranic and Sunnah duas. Thereafter, mashallah, you can ask for your Mercedes-Benz and your Tesla, whatever, that's fine. But the main thing is that you start off with that which is maqbool, right? That which you know for a fact. Because you don't know if your Tesla dua was accepted. But you know that which Rasulullah asked for was definitely accepted. Does that make sense? So keep this in mind, inshallah. That's why I wanted to go through this. Along with it, we'll talk about the different context. Maybe there's a context where the dua came down. Maybe there are certain ayat which are connected to it. Very beautiful things, inshallah. We ask Allah for tawfiq, inshallah. The first dua which comes in the Quran is actually in Surah Al-Baqarah. It's in the second juz. I think I wrote down as ayah 162, I think. I'll get it down for you guys in a second. But everyone knows this, right? It's the dua, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Right? Everyone knows this dua. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. What a beautiful, beautiful dua. What a beautiful dua. In the Quran, it comes in the section of where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining Hajj. Okay? And this is a part of Hajj where Hajj is over. Allah ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. Allah ta'ala says, when you have finished your Hajj, إِذَا انْتَهَيْتُ مِنْ حَجِّكُمْ, when you finish your Hajj, then go. What the Arabs used to do is, they used to sit down and they used to brag. And you all, mashallah, if you've been to Hajj, you know the Mina tents. The Mina tents are very ajeeb. So there's a part of the Mina tent where, mashallah, you're very much engaged. Who here has gone for Hajj? Mashallah, Allah accept. Mashallah. On the soon?
Many years ago.
Mashallah. It's still, may Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna. The Hajj that a person does in the you go to the tents of Mina for some time, and while you're there, you're basically, that's like your camp. And so you go to the different spots in Hajj and you return back to Mina basically at the end, right? And you just stay there for some time. It's basically like your tent, right? So what happens is while Hajj is going, you are focused and you're engaged. But near the end of Hajj, you get tired. Everyone gets tired. And then the end, what happens in the Mina tents is people start talking about all the gupshup in the world. All the different alfaz and the bat and everything, whatever comes out, it comes out at that time. People start talking about sports. People start talking about cricket and football. People start talking about their families. People start talking about Asabiyya nationalism. This is something which is known from the Jahili times, the times before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the times of ignorance. They used to sit down, start bragging about their fathers. My father, my father Kalb, right? His father's name is Dog, right? My father Kalb, right? And my father, this person, such and such, such and such. They start to brag to each other. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully in the Quran says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مِّن مَنَاسِكِكُمْ, when you finish your mansak, you finish your ibad of Hajj, فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ, remember Allah, كَذِكْرِكُمْ أَبَاءَكُمْ. Allah says, the way you remember your fathers is a nice remembrance. You're bragging and you're talking very big about them. Allah says, remember me like that. Remember me like that. Well, the way you talk about your fathers, and you say how they blessed you, how they favored you, how they gave you so many things, Allah Ta'ala says, remember me in that same way. Think about the blessings I gave you. Think about Islam that I gave you. Think about the health and the wealth I gave you, right? Many times, subhanAllah, because of the burden and the pressure of Hajj, what happens? People, subhanAllah, how much money we spend on Hajj? Lots of money. What else happens in Hajj? We spend time. I'll let you know, subhanAllah, you have to consider the travel expenses going to Hajj and coming back. And how long is Hajj going to be for? From America, you get like 2 weeks, mashallah. You get another week, alhamdulillah, nur, right? But our country's back home, subhanAllah, you can go for a month. Alhamdulillah, ajib, right? But having said that, you don't have to think more than maybe 3 weeks. You have to take off from work for 3 weeks. What was the Hajj of the past? What was the Hajj of the past? You have to take off a whole year. A whole year of your life is gone for the travel. Mawlana Zakariya, rahmatullah, that's why back then when you were called Haji, it was a very significant matter because you went a whole year of your life was in travel, subhanAllah. Nowadays, subhanAllah, it's like a luxury trip. We literally go from afia to afia to afia. We don't even realize. And we complain about small little things. May Allah forgive. It's impatience, right? The thing is that we spent a lot, we worked a lot, and we did a lot for our Hajj. At the end of the Hajj, you get tired. وَمِنْهُمْ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ, amongst the people, when they're talking about Hajj, right? When they're talking about the situation, they say, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. They say, Allah, give us in the dunya. I spent this much money, Allah. I want the money back. Some too much there, right? We all can understand that after you spend $40,000, you kind of feel a little bit in your heart that I wish I can get the money back. So then what happens at the end of Hajj? We're like, Allah, I spent a lot. Rabbana atina fid dunya. Please, Allah, give me the dunya. Right? And then we ask so much about dunya. So much about dunya. All the du'as in dunya. One kid, mashallah, came with the Hajj, right? There was like a basketball competition at the time. I'm telling you, this is a real story, okay? Real. Waqi'i. It happened to me. This one kid, mashallah, was part of this basketball tournament. And I told them all, because I was their Hajj Amir at that time. So I told them that make a list of five du'as that you're going to make. Fi kulli mansak wa fi kulli mawqi', inshallah ta'ala, an tad'u Allah ta'ala kadhalik. That in every position, you're going to make du'a in the same five du'as. So one of his du'as, like, mashallah, we have like du'as like Jannatul Firdaws, Hurun Ain, big things, right? Mashallah. And this kid, one of his five du'as was, Allah, make me the champion of the basketball tournament, subhanAllah. Wallahi, he was on the bottom of the list, right? Those different things, the seeds, right? Bro was on the lowest tier. He won. Okay, subhanAllah. We were all like, how did this happen? No three free throw, three pointers missed, no free throws missed, nothing, mashallah. I was like, man, subhanAllah. Like you could have made dua for Jannah, like Allahu Akbar, right? Rabbana atina fid dunya. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah's criticizing this person, saying that, did you forget why you came for Hajj? You get nothing of the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala said. When a person makes their focus and their whole motivation to get from the dunya, Allah Ta'ala says, you did not understand what Hajj was for. So Allah Ta'ala says, in the hereafter, you don't get anything. When you die, you receive nothing from it. What a miserable experience for this person. Rabbana atina fid dunya, wa ma lahu fil akhirah. He doesn't even care if it's good or bad. Allah, just give me dunya. That's all he wants. This person is not worshipping Allah. This person's worshipping himself. This is the issue here. When a person only thinks about themselves, my dunya, they're only worshipping themselves. Allah says, I have no need for your ibadah. When you're fasting today, remember, I'm not fasting for my mom and dad. I'm not fasting because my culture. I'm fasting because Allah Ta'ala said. That's all it is. I'm going to get from Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, there's a group of people that go for Hajj and they do this miserable thing. And from amongst them are these amazing, spectacular people. Allah that praises them in such beautiful ways. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. They say, Allah, give us from the hasana of the world. Give us in this world as a hasana. And you might be asking yourself, what's hasana? Did I leave my phone over there? Is it there? If it's not there, it's fine. I have Razi here, it's fine. So from the different words that come for hasana, I want you all to, mashallah, to note. What is that when you say, Allah, give us from hasana? The ulama have written, they said that Qatada rahmatullah alayhi said that it is to ask for talabul afiyah, to ask for afiyah in the world. Afiyah means to be safety and secure, right? Have safety and security in the world. Hasana in another place, Hasan al-Basri said it is to understand fahmu kitabillah, is to understand the book of Allah. Another person said that hasana in the dunya is to have siha, to have good health. Another person said that hasana in the dunya means to have aman and safety. Kifaya, to be sufficient. What are the salih, to ask for a good child. Wal zawjatu salihah, when you ask for hasana, you ask for a good wife. Allahu Akbar, right? This is the spouse dua. Wal nusratu ala a'da, when you ask for hasana, you're saying, Allah, help me against my enemies, right? Khasab, to ask for fertility in the land. Sa'a, to ask for abundant risk. Hasana literally has been described by the ulama of the past with so many different things, Allahu Akbar, describing so many different things. Because what is hasana? This is the thing. Why are they describing this many ways? I want you all to know when you say Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana, you're not asking for something specific. You are not asking for something specific. When you say Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana, you're saying, Ya Allah, whatever you decide to give to me, Allah, I want you to make it the real good, something actually good for me. That's what it is. So you are gonna get, everyone can understand, right? You can have money, but is money always good? You can have a child, but is a child always good? You can have a spouse, but is a spouse always good? Subhanallah, right? Sometimes, mashallah, it starts off good, but later on, what happens? It gets bad, right? Mashallah, and people, subhanallah, they think really big about wealth. I tell you, while you have wealth in this world, it is a big musibah. In this world, subhanallah, when you live in your means, you only have to think about that much. When you have like 30, 40, 300, 500, so much more money, now you're thinking to yourself, what do I do with it? Where does it go? What can I do, right? And not even that. You think you're the only one spending this money? Everyone around you is vying for your money too, subhanAllah. MashaAllah, you lived as a good, wealthy father, then you find out your children want all your money. And if they can't have it while you're alive, what are they waiting for? Ba'd al-maut. Right? And then miras, subhanAllah, you thought there was a battle for your money while you were alive. Wait till you die and see what kind of musibah will happen in this world. Mal is a very complicated thing. My brothers on Islam, when you say Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana, you're saying, and this is what you want you to think when you raise your hands, Allah, whatever you're going to give me, Allah, make it excellent and make it perfect, make it the best, Ya Allah. That's what it means to ask for hasana. Whatever it is. So now subhanAllah, even if your wife is now 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, she's still 10 out of 10 in your eyes. Because you asked for hasana. So now no matter what, she's always hasana. Your child, subhanAllah, may be starting off as a little rotten, Allahu Akbar. But mashallah, because you made the dua for hasana, Allah will make him excellent. Your money that you get, and this is the thing, I'm not knocking wealth, right? I'm just saying, of course, there's a little bit of difficulty when it comes to it. Abdurrahman bin Auf, do you know Abdurrahman bin Auf? Radiallahu anhu, great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The man was a businessman to the highest caliber. Elon Musk got nothing on this guy, right? Abdurrahman bin Auf, radiallahu anhu, they said he could flip a stone, he'll find gold under there. He's so good at business. Tijarat mein, mashallah, bahut, mashallah, Amir the, mashallah. He was really, really rich and really intelligent. He's one of the Sahaba, the Ashara al-Mubashara, 10 people promised Jannah from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This man, do you know when he entered Jannah? They say the poor people entered 500 years before Abdurrahman bin Auf. Why? Because the hisab that he had to give for every single penny. He had to give for every single penny. And he didn't even spend on bad things. You and I spend on like Roblox and like all these different things, right? This different Fortnite $5 skin or something like that. Abdurrahman bin Auf was spending on taqwa and deen. Allahu Akbar. But his hisab was very severe because that's what it means. You have to remember that, inshallah ta'ala. The thing is that when you get wealth from Allah, you don't want it to be bad for you. So what do you say then? Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. When you're going to get married, what do you say? Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. When you have a child, you say, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. It's a beautiful dua because you're not saying, Allah, give me what I want. I say, Allah, whatever you're going to give, make it good. You decide, Allah. You're putting it, mashallah, like, a child will come to the father and the child will say all these things that he wants. But the father looks at him and says, maybe not so good for you. But if he said, Dad, you decide for me what's best for me, then the father will choose amazing things for this boy. Allah's Rahman, Allah's Muhsin. When you say Allah, you give me hasana from what you decide. You can't even imagine the hasana Allah Ta'ala will give you. This is what it means. Your wife will be good. Your children will be good. Your health and wealth will be good. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. Allah, I left everything in your court. You decide what is good and bring it down. Okay? That's mashallah when you're going through good stuff. What happens in a musibah? When you go through a hardship. In this world, we all go through hardships. Everyone has difficulties, right? But what is the thing you need to pass the difficulty? In order to pass the difficulty, you need sabr. And so what will Allah give you when you say, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana? Allah, when I go through a difficulty, Ya Allah, give me sabr so I can pass the test. And now subhanAllah, you will ask for it, mashallah, and Allah will give you afiyah through it as well. So many different things will happen to it. And to the point, could you imagine? When Rasulullah heard this dua, this is the thing, right? Rasulullah heard this dua, and he said, Inna lillahi ibada, yahyun fi afiyah, wa yamutun fi afiyah. They said, wa yuhsharun fi afiyah. Rasulullah said that there are slaves of Allah in this world, that they live in afiyah. They live in good health, good wealth, everything. And they die in afiyah. And they raise on the day of judgment on afiyah. Sahaba radiyallahu said, Man hum ya Rasulullah? Who are they, ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah said, Alladina qalu, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Rasulullah said, from the barak of this dua, you live in afiyah your whole life. That's what you want. People are chasing, they're thinking money is going to make you happy. I'm telling you, I know people who live in like mansions, right? Dubai. Dubai. People think they're living good in America. Yeah, you're living. You don't understand. Just take your money and go to another country. Then see how they live in the level of expenditure and the israf that is there. You can't even imagine. But they're not happy. They're not happy. May Allah forgive. Because we missed the mark. You're not looking for getting lots of dunya. You're looking for afia. Once you get afia, you'll get it. That's why Rasulullah said when he heard the dua, he said, when someone was making Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana, right? Rasulullah said, I don't think this person even asked for dunya. Sahaba were listening, say, Ya Rasulullah, didn't he say Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana? And Rasulullah said, no, no. When he said Rabbana atina fid dunya, Rasulullah said, he was asking, saying, Allah, Allah atini amalan mutaqabbala. Allah, give me accepted action from you. That's what he actually asked. In other words, your whole hasana is that you're going to make sure when you leave this world, you'll leave into goodness, inshallah ta'ala. That's why the people of Palestine, when they make this dua, you might be saying, Ya Sheikh, everyone says, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. I said, from the barak of the Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana, is that these people, mashallah, are remaining on their iman. And they have their Islam. And when they die a shaheed. And they leave with kalima in this world. Because when you get hasana, when you leave this world, you leave with kalima. Rabbana atina fid dunya means when you say, when you're at the time of death, you can say, La ilaha illallah. You are successful now. So this is this world. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً I'm telling you about dunya here, hasana is going to give you all this. What about in the hereafter? وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً Now subhanAllah, what do you want in the hereafter? I can tell you subhanAllah, many things, right? One person, one sister, she lost her child. 2 years old. Another one she lost, 2 months old. She says, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً Allah, in the hereafter, I want to meet my children again. Allah will give it to her, inshallah. Right? Beautiful, right? What's another thing, mashallah? A person says, Allah, I want mansions about mansions in Jannah. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. You get the mansion, mashallah. One boy has been dreaming about Hurun Ayn, mashallah. Today he had to even take a fard ghusl because of the Hurun Ayn, mashallah. He's seeing all these different things. So now, subhanAllah, in Jannah, what will he find? The Hurun Ayn is waiting for him, mashallah. They, what are you going to find that you wanted to a place with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So they said, wa fil akhirati hasana, you'll get a beautiful position with Rasulullah. They said the word meaning of hasana is that you get to see Allah Ta'ala, the Khaliqul Jannah. Inshallah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala yu'atika hadha. Allah ta'ala will give you this, that you can see His Mubarak face in the hereafter. You can't ask for anything greater. This is from the hasana. And from saying this last part, waqina adhab an-nar, Allah, I don't say that I am protected from the fire. I did good deeds and I'm asking as much as I can, Ya Allah. But please, Ya Allah, don't let me go into Jahannam. This word, waqina adhab an-nar, is two things. One is, Allah, don't let me enter into Jahannam. Don't let me enter into Jahannam. And Allah, don't let me live a life that will go to Jahannam. In other words, don't let me commit sins. Allah Ta'ala protect me. Allah mahfadna min dhunubina. Allah protect us from our sins. This is the meaning of waqina adhab an-nar. When you make this dua, this is why Rasulullah said one time he saw a person. This man, he was like kal farkhil mantuf. Mentioned the hadith. He was like a bird which is like completely plucked. He's been exhausted. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, what's wrong with him? Rasulullah went to him and said, What's wrong with you? Why are you looking like this? He said, I made dua to Allah. Allah, in kana alayya adaban fil akhirah, fa'atini hadha fid dunya. He said, more or less, he said, Allah, if you're going to punish me in the hereafter, just ajil lahu li fid dunya. Allah, if I'm going to get punished in the hereafter, give it to me in this world. Rasulullah looked at him and said, couldn't you just say, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban? What the heck is wrong with people, subhanAllah? And Rasulullah, he made dua for him right there, and the man was cured from his sickness, subhanAllah. It's a beautiful thing, mashallah ta'ala. When do you make this dua, mashallah? My last thing, inshallah. I can speak this very short. I want to keep it short, inshallah. You know, it's already past 20. When do you make this dua? Does anyone know when you're supposed to make this dua from the sunnah? There's specific places you make this dua.
Before the after the reading.
This is good at breaking fast, but there is a space.
Yeah, after the last rakat before saying Assalamu alaikum, I always recite this dua.
Yes, this dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, number one is that every salah, Rasulullah used to make this dua after prayer.
Always do.
Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban. People don't understand the value of this prayer. You make it after every salah saying, Allah, I did this ibadah. Allah, I want you to accept it and give me something good from it. Okay? There's also another place when you're making tawaf. When you go past the three sides, the last side. Why? Because in the Quran, it came down for Hajj. So Rasulullah, he knows the Quran better than you and I. So Rasulullah made it that when you make tawaf, remember this dua. Rabbana atina fid dunya. At the last, after Rukn Yamani, at the last side, while you're going over for tawaf, you make the dua, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. That's why I remind everyone, inshallah, that's going for Hajj, inshallah, ta'ala, please don't ruin your Hajj. That's my nasiha for everyone. Hajj is difficult. Everyone agree? It has difficulties. That's how Allah Ta'ala designed it.
It has become more difficult
It's
now.
become more difficult. May Allah make it easy. The expenses you made, everything, don't leave with just the dunya. Leave with the akhirah too. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. That's all I'm saying, inshallah ta'ala. Ulaika lahum naseebun. Allah ta'ala says, those, right after this, Allah says, those are the ones who get a naseeb. They're going to get something from this dua. You're going to get something from it. What it is, I don't know. But Allah says, I will give you because of what you did. So may Allah grant us tawfiq, inshallah. Allow us that we make this dua after every salah. Allow us to make this dua in terms of Hajj. Inshallah, that we have this every day after Asr salah. We encourage everyone, inshallah, if you have some time, very short time, inshallah, to understand the beauty and to allow ourselves to make beautiful dua, inshallah, before Allah Ta'ala. May Allah accept all of our ibadat. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.